The Trump campaign's lawsuit sought to throw out more than 220,000 votes cast in Dane and Milwaukee counties. It did not allege voter fraud. Rather, it argued that clerks in those counties relied on bad guidance from the state when it came to absentee ballots. But in a 4-3 ruling, the Wisconsin Supreme Court dismissed the case. Writing for the majority, conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn said that if Trump wanted to challenge voting guidelines, he should have done it before the election, not after. Hagedorn also wrote that nothing in the case cast any legitimate doubt that the people of Wisconsin chose Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris to be the next leaders of the country. The ruling was handed down about an hour before Wisconsin's presidential electors met to officially cast their votes for Biden and Harris. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.